We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But I know a lot of people put in the river here and float down. There's a whole setup for that, too, which is cool. My friend John Senecal, who does a podcast with me, I think he does it like every year with a huge bunch of people. And I want to welcome in quickly. We don't have a ton of time with Mark Wilson, who runs the Litchfield Hills Triathlon. First of all, Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. You know, I actually did the race last year.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I actually remember, I don't know if this is right, because I only do like one or two a summer. I'm getting old and I don't have necessarily all the time and the money to do triathlon training the way I'd like to. But it was kind of emotional, I remember, like with the anthem
wow.
and stuff. I don't know if you remember, but I think you were there. I mean, you gave the speech before the race.
Absolutely. Yes.
It was
a wonderful experience. Yes.
Yeah. So you're based in New York and you run a whole bunch of major triathlons across the region. So why do you do this race here?
Well, what's interesting is that the race has been on for a number of years. In fact, I raced that event back in 2006, and then there was an opportunity for my wife and I to take over the event in 2019. So we got the event, we said, sure, we'll do it. And we have several events, like you mentioned, in New York State, and we took it over, did it in 2019, 2020, of course, off year because of obvious reasons, COVID, and then again last year. I am so impressed that you did it. Did you have a good experience?
Oh, I loved it. For me, I just like the training, so I don't race to like race hard. I just find like the variety of training between biking and running and swimming, because I can't run, you know, like 4 days a week type thing. So I do the race as sort of like almost like a celebration of actually doing the training. So I don't race to win or compete, but I like it a lot, and I encourage people to try it because it's a sense of accomplishment that you don't get in too many other things that you can do in life. Although I did a brick yesterday, I got to tell you, and at 50, I'm not able to ramp up the miles like I used to because it's tough. But anyway, I want to get back to the race. So give us the date and the time. And you know, people who don't know triathlons, I mean, it really is like a lifestyle that can be such a huge, healthy way to live your life.
That is correct, Brian. You're absolutely right. You know, triathlon historically has been swim, bike, and run. And, of course, there are different distances. This particular race, the Litchfield Hills Triathlon, is a 1,500-meter swim, which is just short of a mile. It's a 40-kilometer bike, which is 24.8 miles, and then a 10K run, 6.2 miles. It's held at a beautiful location in New Hartford at Brody Park, and it raises money for the park recreation, by the way. And we're so happy to be doing it. And individuals can do it. You can do it an aqua bike, which is actually just the swim and the bike if you're injured or you don't like to run. And also, you can do it as a team. Somebody can do the swim. Your friend can do the run, and another friend can do the bike. So there's lots for everyone to do. Everyone should get involved. It's a beautiful opportunity to exercise in a great piece of Connecticut. And all they have to do is go to CoachMarkWilson.com, get registered, and we'll see them there on Saturday, July 9th, starting at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, you can also go through, I think, trysignup.com. There's a whole bunch of different ways to do it. And, you know, just go back to, you know, why New Hartford and why you wanted to take this race over. What about this area or the course or the community draws you to it?
Well, it's so historic. You know, the land there is so beautiful. The way the roads wind through the neighborhoods and so on is so beautiful. The run is shaded. It's a gorgeous course. We also really like Dan and his team. They're so well-organized, very supportive. We've had a wonderful time working with him. The state police are great with us, as we always are involved with them throughout the entire process. So we really just enjoy being there. It's a great feel. It's a great park. Brody Park is one of the most beautiful spots. If you've never been there, folks, please go. It's just really sweet.
You know, they said, we're talking with Mark Wilson, who runs the Litchfield Hills Triathlon. July 9th. And again, it's intimidating for people, but you don't have to be intimidated, especially I think that the first entry, maybe you do like a relay thing just to get comfortable for the environment, because it is a little intimidating when you first get there. But once you sort of realize that there actually are sort of all levels of competitor and not just your super intense folks who do it, it's disarming, and you can get comfortable and do more of them. And I personally love to do a couple of summer. I want to ask you, you know, I'm doing one in Massachusetts in June. My wife is like, I don't want you training all through June, so get it out of the way early. They made it an extra appeal for like volunteers and so on. Has the pandemic really made it more difficult to stage these races?
Not really. It's really an organizational issue. It's just a matter of how willing are you to make things even more safe? You know, the social distancing, organizing the men only in this line, women only over here, and spread out. It wasn't that difficult. We actually held several events in New York State during the pandemic. Everyone wore a mask, and we had certain lines to spread people out. You know, in the past, we'd have everybody join one line, for instance. But we just spread people out, kept everything outdoors, of course, so that we weren't always indoors. And it was very, very easy to pull off, as long as you were willing to go through the process. And, you know, we took the break in 2020, but we're so back. We're so happy to be there, and we can't wait. This event has grown again. It's back up over 200 athletes, which is amazing. Wow. And you are right, Brian. This is for everyone. It's for beginners. They can do it as a team. It's for spectators. The family should come out and watch it. Most what happens always is that spectators go, hey, they see somebody that looks like them, and they go, I think I could do this. And then they start training and do it next year. And that's what you want.
Look at me when I'm running. Listen, I love the countdown clock. It's 1 month, 26 days, 30 minutes and 15 seconds to the Litchfield Hills Triathlon on Saturday, July 9th. Listen, I wish you the best, Mark. I'll do it again, you know, really soon. It's a great event, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Brian. See you soon.
All right, Mark Wilson from the Litchfield Hills Triathlon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.